He doesn't have any special drasha. The vav doesn't mean anything special. He doesn't dash special. Ela meyatafred gemara of so v'yotzu shnayim to go out to madadu shnayim Rabbi Yehuda harei kan tisha Rabbi Shimon harei kan shiva. It says what? You have to have another two and four go out to check it out. So who you have more? You have a seven and you have nine. We'll be going to look at the time. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, okay.
You're holding up Memhe Yom Aleph. Okay, last Shiloh was that how do you know you have to have five? According to the Yehudi Shita, you have to have five from the Bezdin Agodol from Sanhedrin. So Dashin Yekshra Vav Vishrev Techo. The Gemara says now, Rabbi Shimon, that he says, no, only you need three, not five. Rabbi Shimon holds Vav Le Mashinalei. He doesn't Dashin the extra Vav Vishrev Techo to say you need another two. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, you only need three. According to Rabbi Yud, you need five. So Gemara Sakasha now, Elam Meyatev, so, when the Pasuk says V'yotzu, it says V'yotzu should mean Shnayim, you need two. Or Modudu should also have to have Shnayim too. There should be another four people there and for the Bezdin Agodol. But the Pasuk of Egla Ruf, it says if you find a Cholol, so it says V'yotzu, it says the Zakenim should go out, and a Modudu. So they're both the Lashon Rabbim of V'yotzu, they should go out, and umadadu, they should count. So it's another four people. So Saul Rav Yehuda Hare Kantisha. Rav Yehuda would set already five, now another four should make, you should have to have nine. And the Rav Shimon Hare Kant Shiva. His Shimon says you only need three, so another four should have to have seven. So how come? So Mora says no, Haumi Boil Likratanya. These words we need for another drosha. That's what the Pasuk says, V'yotzu, that they should go outside the city, that the Kanecha, we need a Likratanya like we learned. V'yotzu means, Hein V'loy Shluchin, V'loy Shluchayin. That is the Locha by the Tegla Rufa, when they find the mace outside, so that the Kanecha, the Bezdin HaGadol, they themselves have to go outside, and they cannot send the Shliach. That's why the Pasuk says, V'yotzu, they, and not even a Shliach. Then what mother do? It says they have to go and count, to see which city the mace is nearer to. So Vidashin means Afilo Nimsa Biolo Liir. Even if you find the mace outside the city, that it's clearly that it's closer to this city. In other words, it's 1 mile out from one city and it's 10 miles away from the other city. So we know clearly to which city it's closer to. So I would think to say in such a case you don't have to measure it. Kamashman, that's what the Pasuk says, no mother do. That we dashin ho you meididin she mitzvah lasik b'medida. That there's a mitzvah to make a medida, even though we know clearly which city is closer, still there's a mitzvah to make this medida. And that's the halacha. If you find the mace outside the city, you have to measure from which city. And that's the pasuk of ki yimotze cholul ba'adama. If you find a cholul ba'adama, asher Hashem atzav lesen lecholul rishto, noifol basod, he's fell in the field, but not, you don't know who killed him. So the Pasuk says then, V'yotzu z'kenecho v'shevtecho, that the z'kenecho and shevtecho, which we dash dashin, means from the Bezdin HaGadol, and Hedron HaGadol have to go out. U'modudu elohorim, and they have to measure out the cities, asher sviv v'sacholol, to know which city is closer to this mace. And then from that city, they have to bring the Egla Rufa. So dashin, that's what the Pasuk says, u'modudu means, even in the case that we know clearly which city is closer, still there's a mitzvah to make a medida. So Mar says now, Masnitsa now Mishnah is the like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. It's not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Tanya we learned. We have Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. Zikeinecho. That's what the Pasuk says, V'yotzu zikeinecho v'shevtecho. What does zikeinecho mean? Zu Sanhedrin. That's like our Mishnah says. You have to be the three or five people from the Sanhedrin to go out. But he dashens, Shevtecho ze melech. That the melech of Yisrael also has to go out. The Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol also. Now Melech, how do we know the Melech has to go out? The Pasuk says, Melech ba Mishpat Yamud Eretz. So Mashma Shevtecha goes on Melech as Mishpat. And Kohen Gadol, how do we know that in Shevtecha is included the Kohen Gadol? Tehid, the pasuk says, "Ubosel lekahana balaviyim v'el hashofet asheyia." So mashma the kahana means the kohen gadol hashofet. So shoftecha goes on the kohen gadol. That's what Reb Elazar ben Yaakov holds. That not only do you need it for Sanhedrin, but you also need the melech and the kohen gadol. So our mission is not like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. Iboilu, I have a question like this now. We have Elazar ben Yaakov, the melech the kohen gadol who the polig. Does he only argue to say that you also need the melech and the kohen gadol to go out to see where the cholul is, like to go and measure to see which city the cholul is closer to? Avo b'Sanhedria, ikrev Yud, ikrev Shimon Svirle. But that you have to have from the Sanhedrin to go out, he'll agree to either Reb Yud or Reb Shimon, either five, like Reb Yud, the Shita is, or else like Reb Shimon, it's enough just to have three. Is that the pshat? Oidilma maybe no. Oidilma maybe the Sanhedria nami polik. Maybe Reb Elazar ben Yaakov argues even against the loch of the Sanhedrin. And he holds, adiiko kula Sanhedria. You have to have the whole Sanhedrin go out to measure the city, to measure where, which city is closer to the cholul. That's the shayla. That's what Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says, you have to have the Sanhedrin. Does he argue on this and say, you mamash have to have 71 from the Sanhedrin and Gedolah to go out? Yeah. So this Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosef Toshima, come in here. We learned, Motzon Zokein Mamre. If you found a Zokein Mamre, that's somebody that goes and asks a question from the Bezdin Nagodol, and they tell him an answer, and then he goes home and he paskins differently. He paskins the opposite way that the Sanhedrin Agdela paskin, so he's Chayiv Misa. So what's going to be if Motzon Zokin Mamre Ave Pagi? You found them like Rashi says, that means Koshu B'Terech Hekav Achitza Shei Yerushalayim. Like you found them right outside Yerushalayim. V'Himra Lehem, some Ashma that the Sanhedrin went out from its Mokum of the Beis HaMikdash, and they went out like to the outskirts of Yerushalayim. And there's where they gave the Psak to the Zokin, and the Zokin now goes home, V'Himra Lehem, and he goes home and he paskins different than what the Sanhedrin Agdela told him. So in such a case, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Tei Hamro, Tei Hamro, maybe still is Chayiv Misa, because now when he goes home and does differently from what they told him, that's called the Zokin Mamre. On this we say no, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Vekamto V'yoli Yisrael HaMokim, that you have to go up to that Mokum where the Sanhedrin HaGadol is supposed to be, which means in the Lishkas HaGodis in the Beis HaMikdash. So we dash in Milam, and it comes to teach us, Shahamakam Gurim, that the Mokim is Gurim, that is Alocha. If somebody argues on what the Bezdin HaGadol told him, that's only if he went to the Bezdin HaGadol. He had to go to the Lishkas HaGadol in the Beis HaMikdash, and there if they paskin one way, and then he goes home and does differently, that's when he's Chayiv Misa. But over here that the Zokin Mamre, the Bezdin HaGadol did not paskin for him in the Lishkas HaGadol, but rather they met him outside Yerushalayim, that's where they paskin for him, even though he went home and did differently, he's not Chayiv Misa. So after this pasuk, the count of Yelisa, you have to go to the Mokum is going. But our core point of the case is talking about here, that Mashmid the Sanhedrin met him outside, they went out of the Bezna Godel, they went out of the Beis HaMikdash. So the question is now, the Nofikama, how many of them left and went outside, outside Yerushalayim? Ilema the Nofikim Mitzosa, and if you want to say only a little bit went out, few of them, 10, 20, 30, if so, Dilma Hanach Yika Gavoy, the rest of them that are still home in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Lishkar Gozel, Gozes, is Kavosei Svirulhu. Maybe they would agree to this person. So how could you call them a Zokin Mamre? A Zokin Mamre means if the whole Bezin Agodol, all 71, like came out with a Psak, one way, and then he goes home and does differently, then he's Chayiv Misa. But over here, if only a few of them came out to meet him, so even though he went against them, that's not called going against the Bezdin HaGadol though, because maybe the other ones of the Bezdin would hold like he's saying. Ela, so, Pshita Denofa Kulu. We have to be talking about the case here is that the whole Bezdin HaGadol, all 71, went like outside Yerushalayim. And there they gave this person his Psak. Therefore, I would have thought to say that when he goes home now and does differently, he's Chayiv Misa. That's what Nina Pasuk know, that says, V'kamta V'yelisa L'mokim, that only if he paskin, if he went Faket from what it says there in the Bezdin HaGadol. But our Kopar, and here we're talking about now where they left their Bez Nagoda, they went to outside Yerushalayim. Now, Ulamai, for what purpose did the Bez Nagoda, the Sanhedrin, leave? Ilid Dvar HaRishus, if you want to stam say they went outside for Dvar HaRishus, for the Gemara, Mimotzi, Nafkir, are they allowed to leave? It's an Avera. The Yoksiv, the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Sharareich Agan Asar, Al Yechsar HaMozek. So we dashna goes on, Sharareich goes on the Sanhedrin Agdelo. Rashi says, there's Sanhedrin, Sheyeshevez B'tivusa Shal Eretz Yisrael, that the city mamish in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. So we dashin, Shemnitzrach Echad Mehem Lotzeis. If one of them has to leave, Im Yesha Mesra Meshloisha Kinega Sanhedrin Katana Yotzei. If there are at least 23 left over, then he's allowed to leave. V'yim lav any yotza. But you can never leave so much that there won't even be left over a Sanhedrin Katana. That there won't even be 23 left over. So the kids, you're not allowed to have all of them leave. So how could be, why are we dashing this posik? Where is there a case that all of them left? How could they all leave? So Elu, you have to say, Pshitul Advar Mitzvah. There was such a case, there was a Dvar Mitzvah involved, that the host on Hedjan HaGadolah left the Beis HaMikdash and went out. Now Lamai, what type of a mitzvah? Lav Lamadidas Egla. Isn't that our case? Where they found a dead body outside the city, and there's a mitzvah now to go and measure out to see which city is closer to this mace. And we had before this Ziknecha, Vishavtecha means the Sanhedrin HaGadol has to go out. So the Churud meant that all of them go out to measure. And the Churud, that's for Ablezer ben Yaakov. He goes according to Ablezer ben Yaakov. Because like our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, they only say 5 or 3, but not the whole. So here, if you want to tell me there's a pshat that the whole Sanhedrin has to go out, the Churid has to be by the mitzvah of Egla Rufa, and then it's a proof to our Shiloh, that at least you can go according to Ablezer ben Yaakov, and he's going to hold that the whole Sanhedrin has to leave. Omle, Abaye says no, maybe there's no proof, loy. Dilma, maybe I'll tell you, lo hoisif alo'ir v'alazoros. Maybe that is a mitzvah, that the whole Sanhedrin should go out and leave the Beis HaMikdash, maybe that's for a different purpose. Maybe that's for a purpose that they want to add on to Eretz Yisrael, or else, alhazoros, to make the Beis HaMikdash itself a little bit bigger. To be loisif on the Azara, kiditanan, like we learned, ein moisifin alo'ir. You're not let add on property into Eretz Yisrael, V'yahu Azaros or unto the Beis HaMikdash, the Azaro, Ela Bebezdin, Shal Shivim V'yechud. You have to have the Bezdin HaGodol there, 71. So maybe that's where the Sanhedrin went out. They went out to meet for the Azaros, or for the year, or the Hoysaf Aliyah. So you have no proof to our Shiloh, if according to Ablezer ben Yaakov, you need 71 or not. So you have no proof. Rakop, one of the Gemara says, Tanya Kavosat of Rabbi Yosef. I'll bring you a proof like Rabbi Yosef. It says clearly, Motzona Beis Pagi. If the Zokin Mamre met the Bezdin HaGodol by the outskirts of Yerushalayim, for him Raleim, and he argued on them, did differently from them. To Goin, where's the case that the Bezdin HaGodol left the Beis HaMikdash? It says clearly this Brisa, the Goin Sheyot Lomdidas Egla, where they left it for the purpose to measure out to see which city is closer to the mace. Oy Lohoisef Alir V'Al Azaros. Yochel, in such a case, I would have thought to say, Teyam Ro, Seyam Ro. And that he argues is called arguing. It's called a Zoki Mamre. On this Talmud Leim, no, the Pasuk says, the Kamt of Yolisa, that Malamet Shamokim Gerim, that where is the Aloch of a Zoki Mamre, only if he argues against the Sanhedrin when they paskin in the Beis HaMikdash. But if they made a Psak outside the Beis HaMikdash, even though he argues, there's no Aloch of a Zoki Mamre. So this Bryce is mashman, according to Blessed Ben Yaakov, I'll call upon him, you have to have the whole Sanhedrin Agdela has to go out to measure where the Cholol is to see which city is closer. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, what about Nimsa Tomon? If you find this mace covered up, the gal covered up in a stone with stones, or a tol of the ilum, or else he's hanging on the tree, so there's no denegla arufa then. Because the pasuk says, "Ki imotze cholo ba'adam," it says in the ground, and then it says, "Noifel ba'sode." So we dash in noifel ba'sode, not hanging in the tree. So churu lema mastisin Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan. Churu Amishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda and not like the Rabbanan. The Tanya we learn like this: The pasuk says by shichcho v'shachachto oim mebasoda. So when you're cutting down your wheat, if you make bundles and you leave it, you forget a bundle there, that you have to leave it for the yoni. You're not allowed to go back and take it. V'shachachto oim mebasoda. So we dash in prat l'tomen. Not if this bundle is covered up with something. If it's a covered up bundle, then you're allowed to go back and take it. Did you review? That's review the shita. The Chacham say no. The pasuk says v'sachachto im v'asodeh v'asodeh is l'rabbis es atomin. It means to include even if you left over a bundle that's now hidden, it's covered up with something, still it's called shichcho. So for our mishnah that says if it's tomin it's potter, the chur only goes according to Rabbi Yehuda and not like the rabbanim, because here the rabbanim say from v'asodeh it says that you are chayiv in shichcho. So Gemara says no. Omar Rav says, "Afidul temi rabbanon." Our mishnah even go according to the rabbanon shita. And hachem minyan of the kruah, and hosem minyan of the kruah. Each parsha, each pasuk medashning is different. The what? Over here by the parsha of Egla Rufin, Devarim Chafalif, it says the siv ki yimotzei cholol. It says if you find a cholol, a dead body outside, so pasha smash mehechad the mishkachas. Wherever you find it, bo adam it says. Plus it says, ki yimotze cholo ba'adamo. You have to find him in the ground. So that's prat l'tomen. Not if he's covered up. Ba'adamo mashmi, you're finding him on top of the ground. And not if he's covered up. So that's why here with Dashin, if he's covered up with stones, there's no din egla rufa. For osm over there, ba'shikcha, is minyan of the kruah. The chsiv it says, ki sikso ketzircha ba'sodcha. V'shachach to'aymer, that if you cut down your tfuah, and then you leave over your bundle, you have to leave it. So we dash in shikha dumya de ktsir. Ma ktsir begoli, just like the ktsir is openly. A shikha begoli, who are then shikha only when it's opened. Therefore, kosa rachmona basoda. The Torah has to write basoda is the rabbi says a toman. That even though it's hidden up, still yechayiv in shikha. That's pshar of the rabbon. But over here, by Egla Ruf, it's the opposite. Pasha the pasuk says, ki mati cholo mashm anywhere. Then it says, Badama, that means dafka on top of the ground, and not if it's hidden. So our Mishnah that says, if you find the mace hidden, like something's covering them up on top, there's no denegla roof, it'll go according to everybody. Predigmar, Rabbi Yehuda Nami, typically, mishicha, why don't you learn out what it says over there from Shalek, it says, mashicha. The typically, mishicha, what do you dictir? Learn out the way he says, "Al zumya de ketzir." The mashm ketzir has to be begoli. He also has to be begoli. So we're saying, "Nachanam, it's not true." We have Yehuda. That he says by shichcha that it has to be only openly, and not if it's covered. If it's covered up, there's no din shichcha. Hitaka learns it from the beginning of the pasuk that it says ketzir. The mashm of the forgetting of the omer is doima to the ketzir. The yelev so basada lomali. Why does he need the word basada that says by shichcha? Is mi boiler le rabbis, it comes to include, shichachas koma. That even if you forget, shichachas koma means from what's still standing up. So Rashi says, shimshachach zovius achas litzer. If you forgot to cut down one row of tfuah, koyoloi beloi toshiv, you're still out of the lab not to return to do it. Like the poshit, oim shichach is, after you cut it all down, you made it into bundles. And then you go to take all the bundles home, and if you forget over one bundle in the field, you have to leave it for the aniyim. Here the Rebbe know not only if you left the bundles, but even if you forgot to cut down one row of the tfuah, that's also called shichcha. That's the Rebbe of Asod, anything you left in the field. For the Gemara of Rabbanan, if so, shichchas kama minolu, how do they know this chiddush, that if you forgot the tfuah when it's still standing on the field, how do we know also it's called shichcha? That you're not allowed to go back and take it, you have to leave it for the aniyim. Naafkelahu, mechisitzor ketircha basodcha. Says another time, ketircha basodcha. Mashm, even if it's still basodcha, it still does a mitzvah shicha. If you have Yehudu mi boda like Rebbe Avuha, he needs a second pasuk like Rebbe Avuha says. Amar Rebbe Loza. The Amar Rebbe Avuha, Amar Rebbe Loza. Prat leshe, shafu, oimrim leteich sodach averoi. Let's say your wheat blows, the wind takes your wheat and blows it into your friend's field. And you left it over there. There's no mitzvah shikha. It's mashma basotcha only in your field, there's shikha. And not if it goes flying into somebody else's field. Rashi says, shenishpes haruach, the wind on the left side, shenishpes haruach, the wind blew it, It blew your bundles like your tefillah to your friend's field, and you forgot it there. So in such a case, since it's in your friend's fields, there's no din shichur. There you're allowed to come back and take it. That's what I do with the second pasuk of basodcha. The other one says, Rabbanan, if so, midisodeh basodcha. They said, no, I hear two drushes. They could have just said the word basodeh. They said, sodcha, I hear two drushes. For the more of Yehuda, basodeh basodcha lemashmalei. He doesn't make two drushes out of it. It's only one drush. What says, boy, Rabbi Yemi. Rabbi Yemi asks a question like this. Sofui oimrim l'toich sodehu. Let's say, in your field, the oimrim, you have bundles, that the wind blow it down, the wind blow the tfua over your fields. Now, what's the locha? Avi or sadeh dummy. If the wind blew it is also called part of the sadeh, that it, and you forgot it there, that there's a mitzvah shikha, you have to leave it there. Or ilav kisadeh dummy. Now that the wind blew it down, maybe it's not called part of the sadeh. And therefore, you would be a mitzvah, therefore, if there's no mitzvah shikha. That's right. Is it called part of the field that there is shikha, or there's no shikha there? So was the Omalei Rav Kanla Rav Papi, the Yamrilo and some say Rav Kanla Rav Zvid, Tiv should lay me the Rav Yahu Om Rav Loza. Let's be pushed to Shiloh from what the Bavu Om Rav Loza said. The Yoma, they said, Prat, Lishet Sofu Oimrim Lateich Soda Chaveroi, that if the wind came and blew your tfuah, your wheat, into your friend's field, and you forgot it there, there's no mitzvah shikha. There you're allowed to take it. So the diak is, the chavera in, only if the wind blew it into your friend's field. But if you blew it into your field, there would be a mitzvah shikha. So you see, any time it's in your field, you're mechuyif. So Mar says, no, the time is going to your tam. Only if the wind blew it into your friend's field. But if you put it down in your friend's field and you left it there, you want to tell me there is a mitzvah shikha, that you have to leave it there? We learn not like that. The only mitzvah is in your field, when you're cutting down your wheat and you leave over something, you forget something there, you're not allowed to come back and take it. But any time you left it in your friend's field, you're allowed to come back. The locher is any time you left it in your friend's field, you're taka potter from the mitzvah shikha. If so, behind the komat sofui, how come it's the cases where the wind blew it? That's just a normal case. That's a normal case where it blew it. But from there you have no proof. What would be the locher though if the wind came and blew the wheat in your field and spread it over the field and you forgot it there? Is that called shikha or not? We don't have a proof. We don't know yet. Just the Gemara says like this, Toshima, come here. It says clearly, Oimer Shechzik Boy, Leolichal Yir, where you started to make your bundles, and you started to pick them up, to take them back into the city. Like this, you have your fields outside in the fields, and you made, cut it down and made bundles out of it, and now you want to start to take it back home. And you put it on top of another bundle, you have this bundle, the Shechzik, and you forgot it there. Is, well, chaver means on top of another bundle. So, hatachtoin shikha, the bottom bundle tank has the mitzvah shikha, for el, you know, the top one is any shikha, it's not called shikha. That's what the first man Yama says. We have Shimon ben Yudua, and then Shimon ben Shimon, Shneyim ain't a shikha. No, both of them do not have a din shikha. Again, there's a bottom bundle, and then you put now another bundle on top of the bottom one. See, oh, then you forgot them both there, you're allowed to come back and take them. Why? Hatachtoim if neishu tamen. The bottom bundle, there's no mitzvah shikha because it's called tamen. It's like covered up now. And we have before about basada. It has to only be openly on top of the field. And not if something is covering on top of it. So when you have one bundle on top of another bundle, the bottom bundle, if you forgot it, there's no mitzvah to leave it there. You have a right to come back. Because that's called tamen, it's hidden. For Elyon, why is the top one potter? If neishu tsaf. Because it's like floating, it's not on the ground, it's on top of the ground. So you see clearly, shikha means only what's on the ground itself. So ad kan le pligia le matakna, so you not like it's the takta in this potter. Alba bel, you're over here, divriyakul le have a shikha. Everybody agrees over here, this top bundle is not no mitzvah shikha. So here you see, if something is on top of the ground, it's not on the ground itself, there's no mitzvah shikha. If you forgot it, you're allowed to come back and take it. So the chur huadin, if the wind blew it also, you'd be potter. Tomorrow says, no, shani hosam, I'll tell you, here it's different maybe. Kivan the yachzik bay, zocha bay, here it's different. Here we're talking about you picked up these bundles, almanas, you wanted to take it back home. So as soon as you picked it up, you were zoich, like you made it yours. The Rashi says, v'sula yeva shikha, that's not called shikha anymore. Tevina shechuach meikroi, it has to be shechuach from the beginning. Like right away you forgot it there. But once you picked it up, almanas, to take it home, then it can't be shikha anymore. Fredigmari hachi, if so, ma'ira gabachavera, so why does it say only if you left it now on top of another bundle, it should have said a bigger chiddush. Afilo besodanami. Even if you put it down on the ground and you forgot it there, also you should be potter. Samar says, true, enoch naim, it's like a true, you are potter. Va'adik toni agabichaveroi, why does it say you put your second bundle on top of the first one? Mishum tachtoin. Because it wants to say a chiddush, and even the bottom one then is also potter. For the Gemara, no, but it says the top one is potter, v'amifnei shu tzafkomer. It says the reason like it's floating. Mash, that's the reason why it's potter. Not only because it's hichzik bo that you picked it up already. So where it says, Ema, say rather, what it means to say is, mifnei shu kitzaf. It's like it's floating. Trashi shu potter, al shichzik bo, kilu ho yadenu tzaf melakaka, umunach biyadoi. It's sitted like it's still in your hand. Because the Meister, when you picked it up, amanas, to take it home. But our first shiloh is when the wind came and blew the tefuah over the ground, that was still have a sofik. Is that mechuyev in shichah or not? That's still a shiloh. Right. Omer Abaya. Abaya said, Hareini ki ben Azai. I'm like ben Azai today, b'shuk etveria. What does that mean? Rashi said, say he had a very clear das, and he said, like, I could answer any questions today. Just like Benazir didn't tell you. Is Amalu Humad Rabban Rabbi? So certain Rabban came to Rabbi and asked him a question like this. Shnei Chalolim, if you have two Mason, Zeh Agabe Zeh, one on top of another. So he asked him a few questions. You found them outside the city. So what's the law now? Meheichin Umaydit. Where do we start counting from to see which city is closer? Question is, min b'minu, the two mason, they're both the same min. Heavy tomen, is it called like the bottom one is sitting covered up, because there's so many on top of him? Bodies, the two mason, they're the same type of a thing, it's not wood in a mace, it's two mason. Min b'minu, it's the same thing. Or min b'minu le heavy tzaf. Or maybe who are then the same source, min b'minu, the same thing, is not called tzaf, it's not called on top of the ground. Like the top one is also called on the ground. And then you have to count from the top one. Or Dilma, maybe no. Maybe the question is, min b'mino have a tzaf. Even though it's a min b'mino, the same type, that two mason. But if the top one is cold, not on the ground, he's like floating on top. Or min b'mino le have a tumen. And then I'll tell you, min b'mino is not called tumen though. The bottom one is not called covered up. Because what's covering him on top is not called the cover, it's called the mace also. Therefore, umetachten moidit. We should measure from where the bottom one is. In other words, they're lying not directly one on top of another. One is a little closer this way, one's a little closer that way. So the question is, the top one is not directly on the ground. He's on top of a mace, so maybe he doesn't count. But we count the bottom one better. Or Dilma, maybe no. Min b'mino have a tumin. Even though it's min b'mino, the top mace is like covering up the bottom one. So the bottom one does not have a din of an egla rufa. Or min b'min they have a tzaf, and the top one is also considered like he's floating on top of the ground. He's not on the ground itself. Therefore, v'loy mi tachten moidid, v'loy mi elyon moidid. I won't count either way. That was a shiloh. When you have one mace on top of another mace, how do you look at it? Again, the lochis are, if a mace is covered up, there's no denegra rufa. And if a mace is floating on top of the ground, but not on the ground itself, there's also no din. So how do you look at it, one on top of another? So he answered it back to Nisu, we learn like this. Again, the person cut down his fields. And he has the bundles now, these